With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Hamas terrorist group has freed the final six living hostages that were sent to be released as the first phase of the ceasefire deal with Israel. At least Doucette reports there are still heightened tensions between the two sides.
From the very beginning, since the ceasefire came into force on January 19th, there was huge doubt that the deal would ever get to that second phase, because it will mean that Israel has to withdraw all of its forces from the Gaza Strip, and it means the end of the war.
The hostages released today mark the remaining living hostages that were set to be released as part of this phase of the deal. A new poll from AP NORC indicates a slight drop in Americans' confidence in the safety of air travel.
64% of U.S. adults say plane travel is very or somewhat safe. That's down slightly from last year when 71% said that. About 2 in 10 adults now say air travel is very or somewhat unsafe, which is up from 12% in 2024. The poll was conducted shortly after the January 30th crash between a passenger jet and Army helicopter near Washington, D.C., but before a Delta jet flipped on its roof while landing in Toronto.
And that report from correspondent Amelia Thomas DuVaux. Well, a mixed reading in the latest report on home sales.
The National Association of Realtors reports sales of previously occupied U.S. homes fell by 4.9% in January, dampened both by rising prices and mortgage rates, deterring many would-be home buyers despite greater inventory. At the same time, the seasonally adjusted annual rate of just over 4 million units was up 2% year over year.
And that is correspondent George Williams reporting. More on these stories at srnnews.com. Michael Harrington reports it's not all bad news out there.
A new report from the Center for the Study of Global Christianity highlights several encouraging trends. For one thing, the faith is growing. There are more than 2.6 billion Christians on Earth, and by 2050, that number will probably top 3 billion, about one-third of the global population. The Bible is also available in more languages. In 1900, just 228 people groups had a New Testament translation. Today, it's 2,500, with more on the way. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has moved to dismiss six of its own cases on behalf of workers alleging so-called gender identity discrimination, arguing the cases now conflict with President Trump's recent executive order. It's a major change for the EEOC from the Biden years. In 2024, the agency changed its guidance to specify that deliberately using the wrong pronouns was a matter of harassment. This is SRN News. The man accused of gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO has appeared in court for the first time since his arraignment on state murder and terrorism charges. Luigi Mangione attended a hearing on Friday in a bulletproof vest and shackles. The Justice Department, meanwhile, has opened up an investigation into the Medicare billing practices of UnitedHealthcare Group.
The Wall Street Journal reports that federal officials have launched a civil fraud investigation into how the healthcare giant records diagnoses that result in extra payments for its Medicare Advantage plans. UnitedHealthcare is the largest provider of Medicare Advantage plans in the U.S., but it's been under pressure in recent quarters because of increased use by customers and rate cuts. In pre-market trading, shares of United Health Group dropped more than 10%. The company had no immediate comment on the report. I'm Donna Warder.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.